Hi there. The word for you today is on seeking God. In Matthew 2 verse 11, it says they saw the young child and worshipped him. Let's notice two more things about the wise men. First, how God guided them. The Bible says the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Hey, never limit God, and don't lock him into some personal experience you've had with him in the past, where he guided you in a certain way. If God can move a star, he can rearrange any circumstance in anybody's favor, including yours. How did the wise men know about the birth of Christ? Maybe because of an alignment of the planets, or because they were students of Old Testament prophecy? The truth is, we don't know. But one thing's certain, they were seeking God. And that's the point at which we must all begin. Here's the second thought. How God protected them. King Herod wasn't happy about the news these men brought. Indeed, he was downright enraged. Think about it. If Herod was willing to kill every Jewish baby boy under the age of 2 in order to get at Jesus, what do you think the chances were that these men would get out of town alive? Not great. That is, until God stepped in. Let me read it to you. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Look, the devil is real, but you don't have to be afraid, because Jesus has already defeated him. The main thing, the main point here is this: when your heart is set on seeking God, he'll guide you, protect you, and reward you. Count on it.